Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, you know, these days we do this thing called the crosstalk with the In the Loop guys. We're at the, what time is that show? 1:45 every day?
We get
in the studio with the guys and break a little bread. And
good to get a little warm-up in.
I got surprised today by a strong take, a strong Davis Mills take. Here's what the In the Loop guys did. They tweaked the Davis Mills conversation a bit to a what if. And it was posed, the question was posed, what if Davis Mills is a fringe Pro Bowler? I believe Mac Jones was the quarterback that they comped him to. What if he has...
I would like to also say with this would be a really tough scenario to have happen. When you think about the two things merging.
Oh, yeah. No question.
To get the second pick.
But if Davis Mills were to play at a Pro Bowl level, call it an alternate, if you
That's
will.
What they
whatever the hell you want to call it. Even if he doesn't and he's in the Pro Bowl conversations, okay? But he's playing that caliber quarterback. Somehow the Texans still have a shot at one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft when the draft slots, when they finish the season and we know where they were slotted at. And the question was posed if – who was it? Who's number one overall? Was Bryce Young, went to somebody else. If you're the Texans and you're sitting at number two and a quarterback that you like is available in the draft, do you draft him and move on essentially from Davis Mills after playing at a Pro Bowl – level? And show, you said, hey, like, you didn't even blink, you just said yes.
Well, yeah,
like, yeah, you got to explain this to me now. I was like, what, a Pro Bowler?
As I said, like, if we're talking about the Max Jones Pro Bowler, like, we're not talking about the Mac Jones Pro Bowler, like, we're not talking about the Pro Bowler of Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Burrow. Talking about if he played like Mac Jones. And I'm sitting there, and I've drafted him in the third round like the Texans have, and I've somehow been playing like Mac Jones. It would have to be the Texans have traded up to get to number two, because that would mesh if he played that way. They would have the second pick.
Yeah.
But if they had a chance to go and get C.J. Stroud, and they felt like C.J. Stroud, who was widely thought of to be one or two right now between him and Bryce Young, If I'm the Texans and I scout him and I look at him and I think this is a cat that has a chance to be one of those guys, has a chance to be a guy that I win because of and not win with, then I would make that move, because that is the piece that you have to get, especially in the landscape. Thank you for your General Mills rendition, Tyler. Especially in the landscape.
I was listening to you. I didn't even pick that up.
Especially in the landscape of the AFC with all of these really, really good young quarterbacks that now have teams with them, right? These longer the days where you have, you know, Josh Allen, and he's not rolling to the party with several other guys that are potential game changers. He's coming to the party with Von Miller, Ed Oliver, Tre'Davious White, Stephon Diggs. Like, these guys have guys rolling with them. I think you got to find a guy that you feel can be a difference maker. And to me, I would do that, even if he's playing at a Mac Jones type level, if he's playing at that level.
You would punt on a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback.
the Mac Jones Pro Bowl. Well, I mean,
a guy in any conversation, about the Pro Bowl, even if he's not a Pro Bowler, but he's they're considering him to be an alternate. I mean, you would punt on a Pro Bowl quarterback a year and a half into his career.
I think it matters the type of guy it is and the type of guy that I'm potentially trying to go get.
Tyler, you – oh, I know that.
Such a hater,
I know,
man.
I know. The level of hate runs deep.
That's rising.
That's hate? Like, you think that's a crazy
thing? It's crazy.
That's what John Lopez did as well. I mean, he said the same thing.
Well, if Deshaun Watson walked in the door, now we got a different conversation going.
Deshaun walked in the door from college, from wherever.
He said that John's deal was that Cleveland replaced a good quarterback Baker with Deshaun Watson. And now if Davis Mills stays injured and messes a bed and is a problem off the field, is divisive in the locker room, and then all of a sudden Deshaun Watson walks in the door and you got a chance, that's different. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a year and a half in game-wise, a year and a half in, a guy's playing at a Pro Bowl level, and you got the chance to either take a quarterback or take Will Anderson, who I think is a monster. But and you decide, you punt on Davis Mills to go with a quarterback that you think maybe
that you're looking at, and you're saying this dude can be a guy that's on par with the top quarterbacks in the league. Like, yeah, to me, like if we're comparing, as they said, with Davis Mills to Mac Jones level, right? Like that to me is like saying, right, when the Chiefs sat there with Alex Smith playing at that type of level and they said, or we're going to go draft Patrick Mahomes. Or that's like when even the Bills had Tyrod Taylor, who had just gotten them to the playoffs for the first time in a long time, and they drafted a quarterback. Or as John said earlier, Jimmy Garoppolo, and they felt like we got to go draft a young quarterback. We're going to give up multiple first-round picks because we think this kid is special. So I think we've seen examples of it. To me, it is the hardest way to try to win the Super Bowl, and to win is to win with the quarterback that you win with and not because of.
That would be just so – like, I guess like the Pat Mahomes thing, I can – we knew who Alex Smith was. I mean, he was several years into a career where you knew this guy was a low ceiling. He was only going to bring X to the table.
I mean, he even changed his game. I mean, he led the league in passes, in yards downfield, passes downfield. Like
Alex?
Alex.
I'm just saying, when they made the decision to punt on Alex, essentially, like everybody in the league knew who he was. He had already been punted on. I don't know. It would be really, really difficult for me to even. I mean, if he was even remotely in the conversation of a Pro Bowl, like alternate. To punt on him, boy, would be like I would have to really love, like he would, like CJ Stroud would have to be a generational talent. Like he would have to be thought of like Trevor Lawrence for me to make that move. Like, I mean, how do we know what CJ Stroud or any of these guys are going to be at the pro level? That'd just be a ballsy move. If I got a Pro Bowl quarterback, absolutely.
But you don't think there's a. Like a difference between the type of quarterbacks, like Pro Bowl quarterback. Like there's a difference between like Joe Burrow and Mac Jones. We're talking about them Pro Bowl quarterbacks. There's a difference between Josh Allen and who else?
To answer your question, you were getting off into semantics though. Mac Jones was just the fringe Pro Bowler that was brought up in conversation. The point is regardless of how he got there, if he's in a conversation for a Pro Bowl, it's like, I mean, if we want to comp him to Mac Jones, I get that. Is there a difference between I would say small sample size. Joe Burrow has a lot more talent around him. There's a lot better guys on the other end of his passes that are catching him than Mac Jones has, I think, at this point. But I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not one to sit like the Bengals did with Andy Dalton for years. All right, man, we got a French guy. Like he may be all right. Like he may be able to get us there if we have everything perfect around him. And no, I think there are a lot of examples of just the all right dudes. And like as I see on the text line,
no, I'm with you. There's like Jimmy Garoppolo. I think that's a perfect example. Like I've seen enough of Jimmy. Like, I think it's hard. Like, if Davis Mills starts 7 games this year and that garbage we watched last year, the dysfunction of the organization, and then this next year, all of a sudden, he finishes the year with 4 games, rocking and rolling, and then goes a season and plays at that level, I mean, that's Like, I'm not, I wouldn't be ready at that point to punt on him the way out. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo is one of those where you've built a phenomenal team around him. There's no dysfunction. It's a perfect situation. And
like you
like, he's just not, he's held you back.
Like, I just, like, how do you think we'll view C.J. Stroud? Does that seem to be a play? How do you think we'll view C.J. Stroud a year from now? Like when the draft comes with the season, if he puts together another season, I think C.J. Stroud is going to be viewed as a player that's got a chance to be there.
100%. You know what I mean? I think he's got a chance to be legit. I think he's got the sexy skill set that everybody's in love with right now. I'm just saying, there's no way in hell I'm punting on a fringe Pro Bowl quarterback for any college skill set.
I can hear what you're saying. I can hear that's fair. Yeah. I go for the thought of, if I'm not great at that position and I feel like there's a chance where I can be great at quarterback, because there is, like, as I've said, it is like what Joe Flacco did, man, that's hard.
Yeah,
to agree. Win a Super Bowl with him and to go through, like, that's hard. Has it been done? That's hard. But hell, you got to have Ed Reed, Ray Lewis. You got to have so many parts around him and have things break the right way. Jones go crazy for like a month. Like, that's hard to do. The consistent ones are the guys when you have the guys that you win because of. And I don't believe the Texans have that guy yet.
Yeah.
And I don't think Davis Mills is going to be, especially in this league, a win because of.
Yeah. Well, no, there's, I mean, definitely not the like a crazy arm talent or athletic skill set. I mean,
you're
definitely
such a
not
hater.
Tyler's in there jumping.
Such time. A Mills hater.
You don't understand where I'm coming from. You don't understand the logic of that.
No, if he's a Pro Bowler, I don't. There's still room in General Mills' army, man.
I'm just like the scary part for me, show, is like, we talk about Pat Mahomes, we talk about Josh Allen.
Just rolling with Matt Schaub, huh?
Like, how many organizations have swung and missed on guys that they thought were going to be that? So I don't know.
I know it. It's true. It's a real risk.
Yeah. That's the scary part. I mean, I've got a guy that wins has to win the same way that Tom Brady plays the game, the way that Drew Brees plays the game, really the same way Joe Burrow plays the game. Like, they got to win that same way, and he's playing at a Pro Bowl level. I'm gonna roll those dice, baby.
Yeah. All right. That was fun. Good combo. Maybe I have to bring that back, because the text line is enthused as well as it should be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.